Blackery Point is a popular spot for Petersburg-area boaters who are headed up the Stikine River from the southern tip of Mitkoff Island. However, the existing boat ramp is extremely rough rock, and there's little space for parking. Now the U.S. Forest Service has set aside $750,000 to improve the facility with a new concrete planked ramp, expanded parking lot, and restroom. However, the city actually holds the easement rights to the site, which is on state land. So in order to move forward with the environmental review and permitting, the Forest Service needed the city to lend its name to the project as a sponsor. One local boater, John Hogue, told the council he supported the idea Monday.
Having seen the Forest Service diagram for improving the area, which is gets us up the Stikine, I'm pretty excited about that and would hope that the city, recognizing how many of us use that, would be supportive of that as a sponsor.
According to the Forest Service, the city's sponsorship would basically mean helping to maintain the site after the Forest Service makes the improvements. Tonga's forest engineer Larry Dunham said the maintenance needs would be about the same as the other boat launch at nearby Banana Point.
Basically, the state has identified that they're willing to come through and do occasional blading on it. The ramp itself will be a concrete ramp, so there's obviously very minimal maintenance there. The reason there's a need for a sponsor here is to deal with the pumping of the vault toilet and take care of that issue on a regular basis.
Dunham said the city already had an agreement with the state to help maintain Banana Point and other recreation areas on the south end of the island. The state provides the city with about $4,000 to do that work, according to Assistant Public Works Director Chris Cotta. If the city took on the Blackery Point work, he estimated it would cost roughly $1,500 more. Project lies within Petersburg's proposed borough boundaries, and City Councilor Don Koenigs encouraged his fellow councilors to sponsor it.
It would be a real attribute if and when the borough gets formed. It would be just an asset for the borough and the community at large.
Meanwhile, final design and permitting will soon be underway for replacement of Petersburg's oldest harbor. With no discussion Monday, the City Council unanimously approved a $500,000 contract with PND engineers for the work. The contract will cover the surveying plans and contractor bid documents for the new North Harbor floats. The city's currently planning to start the project in late 2013 after the old floats are removed and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers dredges the harbor basin. The city has about half the $7 million it needs for the project, and it's awaiting legislative approval for the other half. The Corps has the funding in place already for the dredging. North Harbor was one of several infrastructure projects on Monday's agenda. The council also approved a $724,000 contract for installation of Petersburg's new backup diesel generator, as well as a $27,000 contract to evaluate the Rasmus Inge Bridge over Hammer Slough, and a $43,000 contract to design and permit a new slope stabilization project at the landfill. That's where the oil-contaminated dredge materials from North Harbor will go. In response to a question from Council Koenigs, Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said the city would continue to test runoff from the landfill.
There is currently in our landfill permit, we are required to test surface water uphill of the landfill and downhill of the landfill and test for constituents, toxic constituents in the water. That will remain in place. DEC has the ability to enforce additional restrictions on us if they see fit. At this time, they're not saying that they would, so I think we'll be under the same testing, sampling and testing program that we have been.
The councilors also passed a supplemental budget that included $120,000 for an additional mooring dolphin at the city's port and fuel dock where larger cruise ships tie up, just under $6,000 for a large ventilation fan above a racquetball court and exercise room in the community gym, and a few thousand more to hire a seasonal employee to help clean up local parks and the ball fields, which will be the site of the high school regional baseball tournament this year. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.